Good morning. Our question from the London Baptist Catechism this week is number 68. Number 68, what is the fifth commandment? The fifth commandment is, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord giveth thee. The fifth commandment is the first of the commandments of the Ten Commandments that deal with man's relationship toward other man versus man's duties to God. So in a sense, the first commandment is a summary of our duties to God and the next four. And the fifth commandment is a summary of our duties to men, number five through number 10. The fifth commandment does not merely command children to obey their parents, but defines the structure and government of all of society and the relationship of those in authority to those people that they govern. To expand on this concept, I would like to read from the Westminster Larger Catechism, questions 124 and 125. Question 124, what are meant by father and mother in the fifth commandment? Answer, by father and mother in the fifth commandment are meant not only natural parents, but superiors in age and gifts, especially such as by God's ordinance are over us in place of authority, whether in family, church, or commonwealth. Question 125, why are superiors styled father and mother? Superiors are styled father and mother both to teach them in all duties toward their inferiors, like natural parents, to express love and tenderness to them according to their several relations, and to work inferiors to a greater willingness and cheerfulness in performing their duties to their superiors as to their parents. To summarize, the biblical society is governed by all people giving honor and obedience to those having a position of authority, responsibility, and leadership over them. Here are a few examples. The authority of parents over children. The authority of civil officials over citizens. The authority of teachers over students. The authority of elders over church members. The authority of employers over employees. And the authority of a baseball manager over baseball players. This will be talked about a little bit later. There's a reason for that one. This authority is not a dictatorship over one another, but a covenantal relationship in which one with more experience, knowledge, responsibility, and skill guides the ones that he or she is given authority over. It is also not an absolute authority. All people are ultimately accountable to God, and leaders as well as citizens are under God's law. When a leader himself becomes lawless, as when Hitler or Stalin were killing their own citizens, they have relinquished their authority as a leader, and they have themselves broken the covenant. And it is the duty of all to engage in civil disobedience and obey God rather than men who despise his law. Just like the Egyptian midwives and Rahab did and are numbered among the heroes of the faith as recorded in Hebrews for doing so. Leaders also only have authority within in their own spheres. This is called sphere sovereignty. So back to my earlier example. So if the mayor of Cleveland, Ohio, Frank Jackson, tried to order Terry Francona to change the starting lineup of the Cleveland Indians, he is outside of his sphere of authority. Likewise, the federal government does not have the biblical authority to tell a father and mother how or where to educate their children, or what type of health care and welfare are appropriate for the family. In other words, the federal government has stepped outside its sphere of authority and invaded the authority of the family sphere. the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, according to scriptures, does not belong to the federal government, but to the family. The Puritans rightfully said that the family is the first government and the most important government. Here, children learn ethics, respect for authority, including God, right behavior, basic economics, the work ethic, and we could go on and on and on, of course. If the family sphere breaks down, there is nothing else to substitute for it. And society itself will break down, much like a building falling down if the foundation crumbles. If there is no respect for authority in the family, for parents, there will be no respect for authority in any other area, such as police, civil government, teachers, or employers. Our national prisons and mental institutions are filled with men who have no respect for authority. 80% of felons in federal prisons come from fatherless homes, and this should not surprise us as Christians. But God promises us in the fifth commandment that if we honor those put in authority, that we will have a long life. Paul says that this is the first commandment with a promise. Am I up here teaching the prosperity gospel that if you pray the prayer of Jabez daily and tithe to the T.D. Jakes ministry, that God is obligated to send you a Mercedes-Benz? No. But the scriptures do teach theonomic prosperity. If we obey the law of God, we will be prosperous. We read this earlier. If you honor your earthly father and mother, you will have a long life. If you obey the laws of God, we will prosper. Psalm 19 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, sweeter than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward."